Bem-vindo ao podcast Inglês para Avançados da Transparent Language. Phrasal verbs are everywhere, in movies, songs, newspapers, textbooks, wherever you look, they are there. In this podcast, I'm going to talk about some phrasal verbs with the verb to let. To let means, primarily, to give permission, to permit. Our first phrasal verb is to let somebody down or to let down somebody. This verb is used when we disappoint someone by not fulfilling an obligation or not doing something we had agreed to do. Here's an example. I can't go to the party with you tonight. I promised Julie I was going to help her with her birthday party and I can't let her down. George let down his parents when he failed all his exams. To let somebody in on something means to tell someone about a secret or to get this person involved in an activity where only few people are involved. I can say that my roommates let me in on the issue that one of our friends had a drinking problem and we had to do something about it. Here's another example. You can let me in on your plans and I won't tell anybody. Our next phrasal verb is to let somebody off, which means not to punish someone or to punish someone very lightly. For example, we can say that a police officer asked us to pull over on the road because we were going too fast. Instead of giving us a speeding ticket, he just let us off with a warning. Another very common phrasal verb with let is to let up. We use let up when bad weather or a not too pleasant situation gets better or stops. After the rain lets up, we can go take a walk. Another example, the strong wind is not going to let up, so we'd better get our heavy coats. We also lose let up when our work hours are very long. Things at work haven't been easy and don't seem to be letting up soon. If you let up on someone, you are less strict and demanding with them. We can say that a coach never lets up on his athletes. Another example is, our English teacher never lets up on us. He wants us to learn all irregular verbs. This is it for today, people. See you next time.